This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, welcome. It's Radio Night Live. We're glad you're with us from New York, and welcome to the Radio Night Live studio, where we have all kinds of ridiculous amounts of fun. Talking about not only the news of the week and the big news of the day, but getting into some really good conversations with some really brilliant people as time goes by as well. So the big stories today, of course, they did find some Republicans. They did find some Republicans in Washington, D.C. We thought that they were all they had disappeared, had been adios, something, I don't know. I don't know what, but they did find some. And Marco Rubio is slated to win Washington, D.C. tonight. So Donald Trump will go 0-2. He will have lost Wyoming by a sizable margin. 67-7 will be the final margin there. Rubio is going to lose to Washington, D.C. something like 35-15 or 19 or somewhere in that neighborhood. It's not a good night for Donald Trump, but maybe he doesn't care. It's a couple of primaries that he obviously didn't really try to compete in. At least he's going to say that anyway. The battle right now, and now Fox News has already called it for Rubio in Washington, D.C. Of course, the polls closed at 4. Why it took them 5.5 hours. It's one city. Can you imagine? You got Illinois or New York or California or Texas take this long? Well, you know, Dallas... Took us 4 days to count Dallas. We didn't have any, like, modern counting machines. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe, you know, depending on which case of cigarettes got put in which district on the right time, maybe they couldn't count the votes in Washington. Oh, that's the Democratic side I'm talking about. I'm sorry. I lost my head there for a second. 888-340-3373. This hour we will speak with Ashley Papa of Fox News Magazine. But let's take some of your calls. The question for the night is the violence that's going on. The front runners, all the candidates in the Republican race have said that Donald Trump needs to change tone, that he needs to adjust his tone in order to see some of this violence come to an end. I'm curious as to your reaction to that and anything else that you're thinking about on this Saturday evening. So let's go real quickly to line one. David is in Queens. Hello, David. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, I would like to say a thing that is very obvious and nobody mentioned yet. Ted Cruz is winning the all-white states, just about 90% white states or more, like Maine, Oklahoma, Kansas, Idaho, Wyoming, Alaska.
Texas is 90% white.
He cannot win the general election.
Texas is 90% white.
Yeah, well, Texas is his own state. I was going to say that.
Oh, okay.
Whereas Trump is winning the half black states like Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Georgia, and more importantly, Michigan. He won heavily black and economically depressed Detroit.
But David, he won the Republican vote in economically depressed Detroit, which is about 99% Democrat. So he only had to get like four people to go vote for him to win, to get that win for the city of Detroit. You're not making a terribly convincing argument, because in most of those states, it still wasn't predominantly people of color that voted for Donald Trump. He has not brought new people into the mix. And the way that you know that is when he is paired head-to-head against Hillary or Sanders, Hillary or Sanders both still beat him. When Cruz is paired head-to-head with Hillary or Sanders, it is much closer. In fact, in some polls, Cruz beats Hillary and always beats Sanders. So there's a completely different dynamic at work there. But I appreciate the theory. It's an interesting idea that you had. Let's go to line three. Joseph is calling from New Jersey tonight and listening to our flagship station in New York City. Hello, Joseph. Welcome.
How you doing, Kevin?
Listen,
I think that protest was a setup.
Which protest?
I really do. The one that they went against Trump.
Well, all of the protests. He's gotten
the
protests
one,
like...
The one that just happened now. The big, all those people that went there. The latest one.
In the Chicago area last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really do. I think it's a setup.
By who?
They're afraid of him. The organization, the party doesn't want him because they can't control him, Kevin. The thing is, he has the money, but he really doesn't have the power. They can control him to a certain extent. But that's about it. He'll disrupt a lot of things. He'll upset the barrel cart down there. He really means what he says. He wants to try to change. Obama didn't do nothing.
No, Joseph, I agree with you. Obama didn't do anything. But let me ask you this: What gives you confidence that that he's going to become something different than he's been for the last 50 years?
Well, from what I see of him, he's a good businessman. He knows how to handle, work the deals, like he says.
Uh-huh.
And I really think he's going to try to change, do things down in Washington.
Okay.
I really do.
But what is it specifically that gives you the confidence he's gonna be different than he's been for the last 50 years?
Because he's been so successful in the business world.
So why would he change?
Excuse me?
So why would he change? What does he gain by going opposite everything he's been up to this point?
Well,
see, that's the tough question for me. I'm not saying there is an answer to it, but when people ask me, well, do you think he's going to be a good president? I have to shrug my shoulders. I don't know. If who he's been for the last 60 years is who he's going to be in office, he doesn't reflect my values. If who he says he's going to be in office is who he's talking about being on stage, then I can kind of like that guy. But I don't know which Donald Trump there is. And even Ben Carson said that when he endorsed him yesterday. He goes, there's two Donald Trumps. I'm like, that's the problem.
Why is there
two guys?
You know, if he was presidential, this guy would walk in so easy. The only thing I don't like about him is the way he talks.
Yeah.
If he would have came on like
a little salty.
Yeah. If he would have talked like a gentleman, he would have been real presidential. Because Cruz and Rubio, they're with the organization. And in fact, I even think they voted for the Iran deal, didn't they?
No.
What I heard on the radio.
I know for a fact that Cruz didn't. I don't know what Rubio voted, but yeah.
But still, they're organizational people. And they went along with Obama all these years. They didn't push him out. The Republican Party went along with everything he
was
doing. Joe,
you gotta look up records on individual voters, because I will guarantee you that Rubio opposed many things that the president did, and I will guarantee you that Cruz opposed almost everything that the president did. The problem was you didn't have a party that could rally around them. Like, you gotta remember, Cruz shut the government down over Obamacare. He literally, with every last breath in his body, tried to stop Obamacare, and after 23 hours wasn't able to. But good call, Joseph. Please call back again sometime soon. Real quickly, let me get line two. George, also on Long Island, also listening to our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer, out of New York. Hello, George.
Good evening, Kevin. You actually managed to irk me.
Of course I did.
Yes, you did. I mean, okay.
How? What'd I do?
Okay, here we go. You're kind of obsessed with Trump and the lies and the this, that, and the other. But the other day, That female impersonator had the audacity, the moxie, to go in front of the American people and actually call the Benghazi mother a liar. Where is the Jonestown media? Nobody reported it. Nobody brought it up.
I did see it in a off page report. It was like buried in a bunch of other things. And I think, I don't remember what else was going on that day. And I probably would have mentioned, I think it was in my stack of stuff to get to, but it didn't surface that day for me. I apologize for that.
That's okay. To quote Jefferson, the people deserve the government they elect.
That's true.
But speaking of Hillary, we're going to change her name to Bling Bling. We're going to change Bernie's name to Wrinkles. Because why? They're both panderers. You get the pun? And then maybe if they breed in the zoo, they'll make a little baby Bolshevik bear.
Thank you, George. Oh, man. George calls my daily show, too. And he's always thought this stuff out way further down. See, by sometime middle of next hour, you'll go, oh! It'll hit you. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Coming up, we've got Ashley Papa, who's going to join us. She writes for Fox News Magazine. Actually, is the relationship editor for Fox News Magazine. And keeps a very tidy relationship blog at ashleypapa.com. She's got some very interesting stuff to roll in here. But, you know, we've gotten out of the Valentine's Day season. It's off to springtime now, right? The season of eternal love and stuff. So she'll join us from New York next. And if you ever want to catch any part of the show that you've missed, just go to TheBingeThinker.com. If you want to get the podcast, click the SoundCloud feature at the top of the page, or just click through the television screen on the front page there and see the archived editions of Radio Night Live. Live from New York, coming right back. Kevin McCullough next.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
So it's Kevin McCullough live from New York City. If you're watching on Biz TV, that is go back to that, Nick. That's a live shot of Fifth Avenue there, and just a perfect spring night in the city. Doesn't get any better than this. Thank you for being with us. And portions of the broadcast being brought to you in part by our good friends at MyPillow.com, making sure that you get the best night's sleep of your life. In fact, they guarantee it for 60 full days once you order the pillow. For any reason, you don't like it at all, you send it back, full money refund. Then they take and they warranty that pillow for 10 years. Friends, you've never had sleep like you get when you've got the MyPillow under your head at night. And I'm personal living proof of that. Now, 2 years on the MyPillow, which means I got another 8 years on my warranty of that sucker. That's how long that thing's going to last me. And they're continuing their 4 for the price of 1 special. You buy one king or queen size, regular price. They're going to give you a second of that exact same make of pillow at no extra cost. And then they have their Go Anywhere pillows, which are really, 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 really cool. You need a pillow in your office. You need a pillow on your travels. You want to pack it in your bag to take with you on the plane. These pillows are ideal, and they give you people don't believe me when I say this until they try it. They didn't believe me about the real pillow either, but you take the little Go Anywhere pillow on the airplane. You stick it in the back of your neck. You get REM cycle sleep sitting up in an airplane chair. I did. I'm 6'2". I hate flying, especially overnight, because it's like impossible. It actually happened for me. 800-506-2641 to get the 4-for-1 offer. You get 2 Go Anywheres and 2 king or queen pillows for the price of just one. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and you put in promo code KMC if you're doing it online. But if you want the 4-for-1 offer, call them, because they can only guarantee it if you call. You may not be able to access it via a web offer, so make sure you pick up the phone and make the call. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. All right, the Ladies Lounge is officially open, and we are so glad to have a veteran of the Ladies Lounge come on back tonight. Ashley Papa, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Glad to have you.
Hi, Kevin. It's good to be back.
Now, in a day in which the major headlines has been all about the violence at political rallies, I think the world needs to be reading your stuff more often, because I think you could help them find that place of love and joy and peace and, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm just all about good relationships.
Just chill. That's right. Well, and let me ask you just, it's not a partisan issue, but it's a relationship issue. The other candidates, Hillary and Bernie and Cruz and Rubio and Kasich, have all said they think that Donald Trump is the one that has to moderate his tone to get this stuff kind of calmed down. If you were bringing him into the office, not that you're a shrink, but if you were looking at the data and said, Mr. Trump, if you want these violence things to stop, what would you advise him to do?
Well, I mean, he does have all those supporters, so, you know, maybe to them he's doing something right.
Yeah. So it's entirely on the protester then.
It's all about communication style.
So if he could be more kind in how he expresses his very fervent feelings, maybe that would work.
Well, I think that applies to all the candidates.
Yeah. You're so diplomatic. I love that. I can't trick you into anything. Ashley Papa writes for Fox News Magazine. She keeps a fabulous website at ashleypapa.com. All right, the do's and don'ts of dating coworkers. You wrote about this. Is it even advisable to date a coworker? Most of the places in the past where I've been to, I've been like, no, I don't think it's wise to date a coworker.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of companies, I think, discourage it. But, you know, you're going to have, if it happens between two employees, they're just going to do it behind, you know, the company's back, despite policy. So if that's you, there's, you know, you got to follow the do's and don'ts.
So the magnetic attraction is it's not able to be overcome. They're going to be sucked into the vortex. So if they are, then there are some do's and don'ts. What are the do's and don'ts? What are the most important ones?
Okay, well, you have to think that, you know, we spend so much time at work and in our offices that, you know, it's not out of the ordinary to fall for somebody who you work with. So it's pretty common. But there are some things to consider, of course, like your priorities. If your job and your career is very important, then you know that, you know, relationship you're potentially getting into might jeopardize that. You have to think about what's really more important and if it's worth the risk. If it's just like a fling, you know, after an office party or something, you know, that might screw up your career plans.
That doesn't qualify as an actual dating, though, isn't it? I mean, that's just like bad judgment on one occasion.
Right. Well, that goes to one of my other, you know, do's.
Which is probably also very inadvisable with people from the office because doesn't that tend to lead to, if something doesn't end well, to, I don't know, harassment claims and other stuff that gets rolled in there?
Oh, yeah. You get all that. You get the trash talking. You know, you just get a giant mess. So that's why another point is don't jump into bed too early. Make sure that you're friends with somebody first.
Yeah.
And, you know, make sure they're really worth going after the relationship with.
I would actually encourage people to get married. You have a better chance of it, you know, lasting longer if you do. That's mm-hmm. what the data says. But that would just be me. I'm not a judgmental person, but that would be me. Okay, what are some of the others?
Okay, another one is do save the PDA for outside the office. So if you are, you know, in a relationship with somebody, don't be, you know, smooching in the lobby or going to visit each other in their offices. You know, save all that stuff for after you leave work.
Nothing puts a bummer on the day like going to the water cooler and having two people like swapping tongues. You know, just like excuse me, I just need to take my Advil. Can I just have some water, please? Would you move out of the way?
Yeah, it's awkward. It's like go get a room. You work in the city. There's a hotel next door.
Yeesh. All right, so that's pretty sound advice. But one of your bottom lines is follow the company's policy. Like if they have rules about it, do what governs it.
Yeah, the rules are they're active for a reason. So you don't want to risk losing your job. A lot of companies have policies where, you know, interns can't date a staff member, and they just don't advise dating a coworker for obvious reasons.
I just want to say, mm-hmm. young Miss Ashley, that there was a time when I would have agreed with you too. You shouldn't date interns. Interns always end bad. Like you, next thing you know, Ken Starr's investigating you, and you're having to point your finger at the camera and say, "I never."
Right. You don't want a situation like that. I don't know if they have that policy at the White House. Do they?
Well, you would think that there's just some policies the White House wouldn't have to have.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be, I guess, a lapse in my judgment to think that such place would exist. Ashley, stay with us. We've got to take a break. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Relationships with Ashley Papa. We are glad that you're with us. And we're continuing live from New York. It's Radio Night, and always glad to have you with us. So stick around. And we're coming right back from New York on Saturday night. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
Well, we're glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, live from New York every Saturday night, and we are in the ladies' lounge. We invite these brilliant women in media. They all have different expertise, and they come and join us, and we have a good time. The lady that handles the relationship end of things for us is Ashley Papa. She writes for Fox News Magazine. She's a relationship writer for them, and she also publishes her website, ashleypapa.com, and it's a great resource. I hope that you'll check it out. Ashley, this week we lost the second half of what has been talked about in news and literary circles for some time. The second half of the unimaginable romance between Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan, Nancy finally departing from us. But I have in my possession, it's actually on my bedside at the house, one of the copies of the books of Ronald Reagan's letters to Nancy. And he was famous for writing these throughout the course of their relationship. But I guess it gives you some hope that real romance and true love and everything else can really happen sometimes these days.
Oh, yeah, and those two were a prime example. You know, you don't see a lot of that, you know, in the news, in the media nowadays. You don't see marriages like that really anymore.
What do you think the secret to their, because, you know, James Baker even brought it up at her funeral that he would leave love notes for Nancy, like, around the White House. And, you know, he was in his 70s at that point. And even up until the time he had Alzheimer's, he was still doing this stuff all the time.
No, I think it's just that very deep love that they had for each other. And it is those little things that show it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they communicated and they worked together and they fed off of each other and it worked out.
Well, politics in the bedroom is not always easy to navigate, but Nancy and Ronald seem to make it work. Now, you've written about this a little bit. How hard is it, you know, for instance, if you don't agree on some things politically when you're talking about being in love with someone and trying to have a life with them?
Well, especially in this, you know, this election season, you know, if you're with somebody who doesn't see your point of view on who to vote for, it can create some, you know, stressful situations. So
I'd probably dump them. I wouldn't want to date him to begin with. I'm
well,
sorry.
Nowadays, it's like, why would you get involved with somebody who doesn't, you know, feel the way you do?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
especially,
you know,
if you want to have kids and raise a family someday. Like, you're going to try to teach them, like, all the same things, right? No, not if the other one is opposite of you on stuff.
Right. How can you teach your children if you both have opposing views? I mean, you figure it out, but even like where your taxes are going, if you don't agree on where that they should be going, you know, again, that's going to cause some rifts in the relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, the best thing, if you're together with somebody, you have to remember that, you know, you just have to be able to either don't talk about it or just respect each other's opinions and don't do the attacking like the candidates are doing. You're not going to save the debating for the real candidates.
So not a good idea, like if you're a wife with a strong opinion, to turn to your husband and go, look, little Marco, Lion Ted, I'm not going to put up with that, you little Marco, little Marco. Like, it's probably not a good.
No, you have to respect your partner's viewpoints as well. Just like these protesters didn't respect the people who wanted to attend Trump's rally and they weren't allowed to because Trump had to cancel it. You know, people should be able to listen and make opinions for themselves without others, you know, bashing them for not believing what they do. And the same goes for your relationship. You should be able to hear each other out.
But if politics are really related to a person's worldview, so like, you know, who I vote for is really tied to how I think and what I believe, as is things like religion, philosophies of child rearing, you know, the permanence of marriage. I mean, there's all these things that are tied into what you actually believe. I have trouble thinking, like when I look at like Mary Matlin and James Carville. They're famous. Okay. She's Republican and he's Democrat. See, I don't think that they're really. Either he's more conservative than he lets on, or she's more liberal, which is probably what I think it is, than he lets on. Because I don't think that you can be in a deep relationship and have this connection with each other and then be disconnected in how you fundamentally view the world. I just don't think that's possible.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I don't think it is. And again, they are media figures, so they probably play some of that up for their segments and whatnot.
Yeah.
But in your own relationship, you can't really, if you're that, you know, separate on views, then how can you even really talk about it?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I think Trump has going for him in all the criticism I've given him is that it looks like his wife is, Melania, is very, very, like, you know, blunt with him, very transparent, very like direct, and I do like seeing that in a relationship in the first couple. Ashley, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
AshleyPapa.com, friends, that's where she's found, and yeah, you can say thank.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
See when you call.
It's Radio 9 Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York every Saturday night. And glad to welcome you to the broadcast. Jump online, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. A bunch of people have been waiting patient to get in. The question tonight deals with the violence. It was brought up at the debate this last week. Here's Donald Trump being asked about it.
Have you done anything to create a tone where this kind of violence would be encouraged?
I hope not. I truly hope not. I will say this. We have 25, 30,000 people, and you've seen it yourself. People come with tremendous passion and love for the country. And when they see protests, in some cases, you know, you're mentioning one case, which I haven't seen. I heard about it, which I don't like. But when they see what's going on in this country, they have anger that's unbelievable. They have anger. They love this country. They don't like seeing bad trade deals. They don't like seeing higher taxes. They don't like seeing a loss of their jobs where our jobs have just been devastated. And I know, I mean, I see it. There is some anger. There's also great love for the country. It's a beautiful thing in many respects, but I certainly do not condone that at all, Jake.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. He just said that the protest, the people getting mad at the protesters and doing the violence against the protesters are doing it out of patriotism. And that the love of the country that creates the violence against the protesters is in some respects, he said this, a beautiful thing. That's just nuts. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Walt, watching on Biz TV in Pennsylvania. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin. You got a terrific show going again.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I want to thank you for providing us conservatives with a free, unfettered voice.
Well, you're welcome.
I don't think the New York Times would have permitted me to dub Hillary Clinton as I did last Saturday night.
They may not. That's true.
So I just want to say, Kevin, I agree with you that, you know, in an ideal world, Cruz would be my intellectual and illogical choice, but, you know, sadly, we've degenerated in this country. The politics has degenerated into a banal form of show business. And, you know, there's no such thing as a utopian candidate, so we have to go with what we're given. And sadly, I think for better or worse, or for richer or poorer, I think Trump is our man. And that's just the way it is.
Well, we'll see. Nobody's got the lock on the 1237 yet, and until they do, it's still an open game. So we'll take it one week at a time. Walt, you are welcome. Thank you for your kind words. Let's talk to line two. Gino is in the Bronx in New York listening to AM 970, The Answer. Hello, Gino.
Well, now I know we're back on the verge of the apocalypse when Danny the Doofus from Tampa Bay calls back up again. And he agreed with you. Apparently he's all in on Bernie the Bolshevik. Because Bolsheviks...
Well, that's not what he was agreeing with me about. He was agreeing with me that Trump is not necessarily an ideal choice. That was the part he agreed with me on.
Yeah, okay. You can spin it any way you want, but suffice it to say, for 9 months, the left-wing media, the Republican Party establishment, and everybody on talk radio, with a couple of exceptions, have been hammering the Trumpster. And what has happened? The exact opposite effect of what should have been happening. This man only stiffens the spine of the people who are going to vote for him.
Yeah.
My own extended family, I love them dearly, but there's nothing I can say or do, and especially you. There's nothing you can say or do that's going to get them from going away from the Trumpster. The more these idiot protesters go and show up to his rallies and disrupt, the more sympathy Trumpster actually gets. The correct strategy for the media would be to ignore the Trumpster. But no, they do the exact opposite. So he's always in the headlines. He's always getting the press. And that's why Ted Cruz can't get a break. Because unless he actually murders somebody in Times Square like the Trumpster said he could do, and like he said he could get away with, then nobody's going to go to his rallies. Nobody's going to go to Rubio's rallies because he's already finished. He loses Florida. He's gone.
Yeah.
And Kasich, he's another wallflower. And the worst part of it all, Dr. Carson has absolutely sold out as far as I'm concerned, because the one person who destroyed Dr. Carson's own campaign was the Trumpster himself.
Yep, yep.
And yet he goes and supports the Trumpster. How much more insane can you be? Because the only rational explanation for it is he got paid off.
Yep.
Just like some of the evangelicals have gotten paid off. There's that guy in Dallas with the megachurch. He's all in on the Trumpster. There's Jerry Falwell Jr. He's all in on the Trumpster. It can't be that this guy is really going to be our nominee unless he's paying people off. Because there's no other rational explanation.
Well, and Gino, think about it.
They hate these people on the left.
And think about it from this perspective. And I've got a column coming out about this tomorrow. Everybody thinks Trump is the big tough guy, right? But he's really a bully. And what does a bully do? A bully exploits those who are weaker, smaller, and dumber than them. And it's easy for them to do because they have all the resources. Trump has always paid off whoever he had to pay off to get where he needed to go. I bet you there was a check to Sarah Palin. I bet you there was a check to First Baptist Dallas. I bet you there was a check to Liberty University. well, so just live with it.
That goes to show you it's exactly the wrong strategy. For 9 months, everyone's been bashing the Trumpster, and they don't understand. The more press you give this guy, the more he gets stronger and stronger. He is the Frankenstein monster that they could...
Well, he gets stronger in his demo. He gets stronger in his demo. The problem is, Gino, and you look at the returns tonight in Wyoming and D.C., he was hardly even on the ballot. And here's the issue. He hasn't brought in... He keeps saying he's brought in new voters. Those new voters are not showing up in the national polls of him in a general election. And if they really were new voters, like if he was having 40,000 Democrats join his cause in Pennsylvania and da-da-da, then he would be winning the general election polling. He's still losing that. And that's why, as long as they limp along to this plurality majority funny business, he's not... If he was held today, a general election, he would lose to Hillary Clinton 50-something, 60-something to 20-something, because that's all he can muster in a general actual election with the people that are there. He has not won the majority of American hearts.
I wouldn't be too sure about that if I were you. I wouldn't be too sure. One final point. If it goes to a broker convention and either Trump or Cruz is anywhere within 100 or 200 delegates that they need to win on the first ballot and they deny either one of them, that's it. We are going to have a revolution and a revolt.
Prediction by Gino. We'll have to see if it comes true. Got to take this break. It's Kevin McCullough in New York. Stay with us.
Attention, citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yep, Ray and I live from New York every Saturday night. We're glad you're with us. Thank you for being here, and thanks for the phone calls. Thanks for jumping in on the conversation. Thanks for Marjorie Clifton and Ashley Papa choosing to be with us. And thank you to those of you that are going to get your MyPillow and get your sleep tonight. 800-506-2641. Limited time left in the 4 for the price of 1 promotional. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC when you call. All right, line 3, Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey, listening to AM 970, The Answer. Hello, sir.
Yes, hello, Kevin. Good, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Perhaps by now it should be apparent and obvious to everyone that the fingerprint of Obama is all over that mealy and meme that happened in Chicago. These are the goons of Obama. Okay, you can talk about, the Brooklyn Convention. I'm looking at what's gonna happen. To the days leading up to the election, this one is definitely organizing something to disrupt this election, like sowing mayhem and anarchy in certain parts of this country, okay? I will never underestimate this low-down creep Obama. There's no Obama as far as I'm concerned, and even Dr. Carson would agree with me on that. The one who panders to the black and the one who was raised white. How about that? Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Ralph. I get the feeling, and staff, you can weigh in on this. I get the feeling that 2 years into the next administration, Ralph is going to find some way in June of 2018 to pin whatever we're talking about that week on President Obama. I'm confident. I get a thumbs up from everybody. Love, Ralph. It's a unanimous call tonight. Hey, guys, thanks. Great show. Lots of stuff to talk to you about throughout the week, and we're fun having fun with you coming here on Saturdays and hanging out. So thanks to Marjorie Clifton. Thanks to Ashley Papa. Thanks to those of you that weighed in. I guess thanks to the protesters who gave us something interesting to watch and discuss tonight. Though heartfelt, I don't want to see this stuff. This saddens me. It's one of the reasons why I don't think Trump has been good for the process. I don't want us to devolve into this type of banana republic. And when you are saying to the guys that are doing it, hey, get that guy out of here. Somebody punch him in the face. I want to punch him in the face. Somebody else do it for me. I'll pay your legal bills. Dude, you are inciting stuff that you should know way better. Way better. If you're a father, you know you wouldn't ever incite such a thing for your own kids to be involved in. Why would you do it with other people's family members? It just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, Tuesday will be a big day, and next week we will have all the analysis of whatever's coming after it, because there's lots more. There's lots of primaries that follow Super Tuesday, but we'll know much more this time next week and look forward to hanging with you. You missed any part of the show, you want to get it again, keep watching Biz TV. They're going to replay it. Keep online at TheBingeThinker.com. Get the podcast at SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio. And we will see you a week from tonight, live from New York, here on Radio Night Live.
And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you. With you.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For a while.